Let's start with a relatively simple cancer that is the result of inactivating mutations of the retinoblastoma tumour suppressor gene, and a good example to demonstrate the Knudsen two-hit hypothesis. Retinoblastoma is a rare malignant childhood cancer that occurs in 1 in 20,000 individuals. One of the classical signs is bright white pupils when a light is shone into the eye or following flash photography. Retinoblastoma has a relatively high hereditary proportion, with approximately 40% of cases associated with the inheritance of a mutation within this gene. Thus, someone who inherits a retinoblastoma mutation has already received their first hit that is present in all of their cells from birth. If they receive a second hit in the functioning allele somatically, they will develop retinoblastoma. The chance of a second hit is very high. And with this cancer, the penetrance of this second mutation happening is around 90%. Additionally, these children will have a high prevalence of multiple tumours that are frequently bilateral. In contrast, in children with sporadic retinoblastoma, two hits in the retinoblastoma gene have to occur within the same cell, which is a rare event. So the age of onset is typically much later and will usually be unilateral rather than bilateral.